the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Monday, April 6th, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, a tiger at the Bronx Zoo in New York has become the first of her kind to test positive for the coronavirus. The four-year-old female tiger tested positive. She had a dry cough but is expected to recover. Two, the U.S. Surgeon General offering a warning on Sunday, predicting this week will be the hardest and saddest week of most Americans' lives. With the number of coronavirus deaths increasing by the hundreds and soon to reach 10,000 in the U.S., Surgeon General Jerome Adams said the country would soon reach, quote, our Pearl Harbor moment. And number one, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's rising profile during the pandemic has boosted her stock with Joe Biden's presidential campaign, according to The Hill. Some allies are making the case that she would make a perfect running mate for the former vice president. We'll tell you what's being said in just a moment. Welcome to Monday. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Again, no reason to worry. Scheduled day off on Friday. Day off today for Steve. So you got me sitting in. Thank you for sticking around. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. I'm the general manager of the student radio station at Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan. More about us at hillsdale.edu, hillsdale.edu. I also teach in the journalism department here, host our show and podcast, The Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, ask for it by name, and the Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast, which is also available in giving some tips and advice for how parents can teach their children at home during these days of quarantine. Find that podcast at, well, Google Play and Apple Podcasts and SoundCloud and Stitcher and elsewhere. Find podcasts are found. This hour on the program, we'll talk with Kim Plone from Sparrow Urgent Care, Alan Sachs, professor of political science at the University of Texas Arlington, and then Rich Studley, president, chief executive officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, with us later on in hour two as well. So a jam-packed hour two in store for you. Let me get back to that story, because this is, make sure we have a chance to get to all of it. Let me tell you this first, and that is, in terms of total coronavirus cases, Michigan has now jumped to third in the country. New York is by far number one as of yesterday, 122,000, almost 123,000 cases in New York State, and 4,100 deaths. New Jersey is at number two with 37,000 cases. But as you know, if you've been to New York, New Jersey is essentially New York. I mean, it's right across the river, goodness sake. Very highly populated area. Michigan now number three in cases, 15,635, and also third in deaths with 616. Then California, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Florida, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Washington. That's the top 10 for most number of cases in the U.S. So Michigan jumping up to number three, even though, as you probably know, California's population is quite a bit larger. And Ohio is nowhere near the top there, despite the fact it's right next door to us. Ohio has 4,000 cases. So Ohio has a quarter of the number of cases that Michigan does. And yet the governor is being lauded for her response, including this piece here, why Gretchen Whitmer's stock is rising with Team Biden. This is in The Hill. Governor Whitmer's rising profile during the pandemic has boosted her stock with Joe Biden's presidential campaign. Some allies making the case she'd make the perfect running mate for the former vice president. Biden allies, including major donors and longtime advisors, say they like her combative approach to President Trump. Yeah, you can't find that anywhere. You can't find a Democrat anywhere that has a combative approach to President Trump, coupled with her calm, well-spoken demeanor. Whitmer's stock also rising because she governs a state that Democrats saw slip away in 2016. One source close to the campaign saying there's been a lot of talk about her internally. She's impressed a lot of people the past few weeks. She'd be a fascinating choice, a major donor added. As the pandemic wreaks havoc on the economy, the context of the general election has shifted. Whitmer's experience running her state during a crisis is seen as increasingly relevant, according to Democrats. Philippe Raines, who is a longtime advisor to Hillary Clinton, saying, most importantly, this pandemic is going to be with us long past November, either directly or its economic and societal impact. Having a vice president with firsthand experience to lean on would be hugely helpful. Biden already has committed, saying he will select a woman to be his running mate and is considering others, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, Stacey Adams, all on that list. Biden and his team will be discussing this election more intensely this month, according to an aide. They'll be forced to contend with several factors, like can Democrats, now this is not me, I mean, I this is not important to me, but from a Democratic perspective, can Democrats run without a minority on the ticket in 2020? That's a big question. Can you have an old white guy as president and a white woman as vice president? Will that ticket fly in Democratic circles, especially because who saved Joe Biden? Who saved his candidacy? That's South Carolina. That's James Clyburn, House Majority Whip. That's African-Americans in South Carolina largely, and African-Americans across the country who stuck with Joe Biden through, I want to say down times, but his main constituency that never really left him, made up of African-Americans. Black women, the Hill story says, have been the bedrock of Biden's campaign, giving him sweeping victories across southern states. Can Joe Biden afford not to have an African-American female on the ticket? That's a question somebody's got to ask on the left and answer on the left. Philippe Raines says, another big factor here, it could be tough for a sitting governor to leave their state for the campaign trail in the middle of a global crisis. Yeah, I'd say so. Gretchen Whitmer's doing such a great job governing Michigan and leading them through the pandemic that, you know what? She's going to quit and join the Biden campaign. That's an odd message to sell. She'd have to resign as governor during the worst health and economic threat in her state's history. I tend to doubt that, Philippe Raines said. And even if she did, Trump and the GOP would shellack her as walking away from her state when it needs her most for her own personal gain. Yeah, they would, because it would kind of be true. That's why it would happen. It's a Republican pounce story. Some Biden allies, though, say Whitmer is just what Biden needs. One longtime ally saying, she's my number one. I think Whitmer is best for Joe Biden. So the Hill writing. Wasn't it an odd juxtaposition, too? She showed up on The Daily Show wearing a T-shirt. I don't have the language of it. But something about how she was the female governor that Trump was talking about. And, it's just an odd little juxtaposition when you put it next to the fact that the state of Michigan keeps rising in these number of cases and is zooming past states with much larger populations like California, like Florida. That might not last forever. Florida could be in bad shape in a few weeks, but it's got a handle on things. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show.
An important message from Jerry Norcia, president and CEO of DTE Energy.
The coronavirus pandemic is challenging all of us, but it's especially important to support our neighbors in need. While our dedicated DTE employees work tirelessly to ensure reliable energy, the DTE Foundation is working with community partners across Michigan. We're providing more than 100,000 families with critical support services, including more than 1 million meals. Together, we'll power through this.
DTE. Jerry Norcia, president and CEO of DTE Energy.
We at DTE care deeply about all the communities where we live and serve. Our top priority during this crisis is the health and safety of our employees and customers. So our crews are focusing only on work that's critical to ensure reliable energy and quick response to emergencies. If you experience challenges due to medical conditions or loss of income, contact us. We want every one of our customers to have energy to stay safe and warm.
DTE.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.